I'm Bethany Chafin. In 1974, John F. Blair, founder of John F. Blair Publisher, gave a speech. He addressed concerns that the book publishing industry was in danger of becoming uniform, mechanized, controlled. Nevertheless, he said he believed that the best days of independent publishing were still to come. Thanks to the vision of Blair and the work of talented individuals, John F. Blair Publisher is thriving today. The independent publishing company produces between 6 and 12 new books each year, focusing on Southeastern nonfiction. This year, John F. Blair Publisher is celebrating its 60th anniversary. President Carolyn Sikowski tells of the birth of the regional press and shares some trends in the industry.
It was in 1954, and Mr. Blair had had a varied career. He really started the business when most people are thinking of retiring. And he had been a lawyer. He'd been a professor at Haverford College and then at Salem. And he'd worked for the Institute of Government in Chapel Hill. And he'd worked as an editor at UNC Press. And when his mother died, he came back to Winston-Salem to help settle her estate. And at that point, he decided he had always wanted to open a publishing company of his own. And when he was at Chapel Hill, at that point, University of North Carolina Press had a mandate to only publish material that had something to do with their faculty. And he had seen a lot of regional books come across his desk that he thought were really worthy of publication, but they didn't fit the mandate for the press. So that's what he decided he would do. He would open a regional press. And he published his first book in 1954, and it was actually a reprint of a poetry book that had been published earlier and had been out of print, but the poet had been a Moravian, and Mr. Blair and his family were very entrenched in the Moravian church.
So 60 years, that's a big anniversary. What has surprised you most about, you know, where the publisher is today, and what do you look forward to?
Everything in the business is always changing. Just about the time that you think you've got it figured out, they'll change it. For example, I can remember growing up in the South, there weren't independent booksellers. There weren't even bookstores, per se. You bought your books at the department store. You went to Ivy's or Belk's and bought your books in the department store. And then you had the big chains come along, and everybody thought the independent booksellers were going to go away. Now Borders has gone away instead of the independent booksellers. And, of course, then Amazon came along, and that changed the playing field completely. And now we have e-books. So it's like a constant change, and I think that's the one thing that you always have to be vigilant about, is don't get complacent and don't get stagnant. Pay attention to what's going on. And in recent years, Blair's joined the foray and gone out, and we've done e-books just like everybody else. For the last 3 years, every new book that we publish is also brought out as an e-book. And we've gone back and taken all of our books, our backlist books are all now in an e-book format.
Writer and president of John F. Blair Publisher, Carolyn Sikowski. This year, the independent publishing company celebrates its 60th anniversary. For a list of their publications and award-winning titles, visit our website at wfdd.org. Once you're there, click on Triad Arts. There you can also hear Carolyn describe her favorite book that John F. Blair has published. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.